League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. What are we dishing? What we got? Oprah told Ellen DeGeneres what she really thinks about her decision to end her talk show.
Plus, did Seth Rogen say a big fat no to getting his wife knocked up?
And Andrew Foy turns into a zombie to dish with Amari Hardwick, Dave Bautista, and the cast of the new Zack Snyder movie Army of the Dead.
Plus, Portia is out today. Portia, where are you? We miss you. But no worries, we got you. What you got, Heidi?
Well, Prince Harry is finally getting really real about what his life was like as a royal. He was on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, and the Duke of Sussex spoke about the lengths that he and his now wife, Meghan Markle, had to go to while their blossoming romance was happening. So they were trying to keep that romance under wraps. So what did he and Meghan Markle do in order to do that? Take a listen.
The first time that Meghan and I met up for her to come and stay with me, we met up in a supermarket in London, pretending that we didn't know each other. So texting each other from the other side of
the cloak and dagger.
There were people looking at me, giving me all these weird looks and coming up and saying, hi, whatever. And I was there texting, saying, is this the right one? She goes, no, you want parchment paper. I'm like, okay, where's the parchment paper?
I have thoughts about that. And I want you guys to weigh in, but I want you to know that he also compared his life as a royal to living in a zoo. Or he compared it to The Truman Show, that Jim Carrey movie where Jim Carrey's character was born on a TV show.
Yes.
He didn't even know people were watching him. I want to start with you, Sherry. Can you imagine, like, there is that person that you want to date, but you're not able to really date freely? You've got to sneak around?
Oh, my gosh. It's one thing not sharing it on social media, but to not be able to share it at all and go around. I would do things like, you know, just to keep make him know that I'm still really into him. I would do things like drop something in front of him, Heidi. Bend over and pick it up. Like, we were on the red carpet together. Nobody else could know. That's my code. I'm going to drop something on the red carpet, bend down,
and then look up at him.
But nobody knows it but us.
Would you bend over and grab it, Sherry? How does that work? What would you do?
Wow, Chewy. Why
it's
didn't you think about
question.
That?
You guys, it's a question.
Oh, good. A kinky question.
Well, I mean, in the beginning of every relationship, to be a little taboo, to kind of keep stuff a secret, makes it a lot more exciting.
That's true.
Right.
Like, I don't want my wife to find out.
Well, we spoke about this yesterday. The Ellen DeGeneres Show is coming to an end, and your girl Heidi, Ms. Oprah Winfrey, came on the show to give Ellen a pep talk about saying goodbye. So take a look.
Only you know when it is time. So the fact that I don't argue with the 19, even though I probably would have gone to 20 because I'm just that like, oh, I gotta go to 20. But I remember when I had Seinfeld on after he ended his show, and I said, 9, you quit in 9, why not 10? And he said, because I was ready in 9.
Yeah.
So I applaud 19.
So Heidi, now that we saw this, that was so great. Who better to turn to than Oprah? So what do you think of Oprah's words for Ellen?
Honestly, Sherry, I had the exact same thought Oprah did because I have a little OCD when it comes to numbers. And so I would be like, 19? Because, like, Frank and I were together for 20 years. This last September, it was 20. Now this September, it's going to be 21. That's an odd time to call it quits for me. We could have called it at 20. I'd have been fine with that.
Yeah.
But now I feel like if we're going to do it, we got to go to 25. Because 21's too weird.
At 21, you should have called it quits with drinking.
Ha ha ha!
gotcha.
Oh, me too. I called it back then.
But Frank, you know, what celebrity, what celebrity would you choose to give a pep talk to? I mean, who would you take advice from?
Probably, I'd probably call Gary Busey first.
He's pretty rational.
Great idea.
If he wasn't available, maybe Lindsay Lohan. Cat Williams always gave us some good advice.
This got dark very quickly.
Yes,
I don't know about this, Frank.
You're going to all of the ones that are on the fringe of entertainment society.
Yeah. Tara Reid's my life coach.
Oh, my God.
All right. Moving on. It looks like Seth Rogen and his wife, Lauren, they want to remain seedless.
You should have taken life advice from Seth.
Yeah, I know. So during a recent appearance on the Howard Stern Show, Seth opened up about why he and his wife are comfortable not having kids. Take a look.
Like, how do you do pottery and write a book and make all these movies and TV shows? It's that I don't have kids.
Well, because all of this stuff requires a tremendous amount of time. And Lauren's down with this too, right? She's okay.
She doesn't want kids. You know, I would say she wants kids less than I do. Like, and if she had probably wanted, be talked into it. She's Seth, like, no.
Yeah. Makes a good point.
Don't be great selfish. Point.
You get stuff done.
Or you are selfish and you know it, so basically don't have kids because I'm selfish with my life.
Now, Brad, you don't have any kids, honey. Do you relate to Seth?
I have kids. I have 6 children. I have 6 dogs.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Brad. Yeah. Thank you.
I wouldn't mind having kids at all, but I do have 6 already, and they're like children. They just can't speak, but they communicate very well.
Judy wanted more kids. Could you wrap your head around that, Brad?
Absolutely.
Oh. All right, Frank, I want to know, do you you think your kids helped keep you from higher aspirations? Like, if you didn't have kids, you'd have done so much more. And I don't mean higher as in stoned. I mean higher in maybe the career ladder.
I don't know if my kids kept me from reaching higher heights, but they probably definitely kept me from hitting lower lows. You know what I mean?
That's good. Yes, I do. Yeah, you're like, I can't go there.
Yeah, I got kids. I mean, I've passed out on the front lawn a couple of times.
They probably saved your life.
They probably saved my life.
You're lucky those condoms broke twice.
Luckily, I taught them how to drive a stick at 9 years old. So,
Without you or his kids, you would have been dead a long time ago.
He'd have been dead a long time ago.
Right.
You're welcome.
He needs you.
You're welcome.
He needs you.
Well, it looks like Pamela Anderson is not feeling the upcoming Hulu series Pam and Tommy or the actors playing them. Now, according to a source, she called the new show a joke and said actors Lily James and Sebastian Stan are bootleg versions, and she's never even heard of them. Safe to say, she won't be watching.
Yeah. No, here's what I want you guys to look at. I want you to look at these pictures because there is a picture that came out of Lily as Pamela. Now, looking at these pictures of her, I think what Pamela's problem is she's just not as pretty. Pamela Anderson, back in the day when we all first learned about her, there's really nobody prettier. I mean, she's just beautiful, natural, like, gorgeous girl. So I think a part of it is she's going, really? That's who you got to play me?
Well, it's a tough battle, though, because, like, it's Pamela Anderson. You would be hard-pressed to find anybody that remotely looks as good as Pamela Anderson. And you don't want to get somebody that's so famous that it overshadows the fact that they're playing somebody.
But I don't know any celebrity, Heidi, that is happy about a person playing them and one that can act. I don't know how many times I've pitched something to somebody based on their life, and they look at me like, you know, I was hoping Queen Latifah could have done this role instead of you. Literally.
Wow.
Anyway, y'all, well, moving on, honey. Brad, now I heard the Urban One Honors Award ceremony is returning this year, and you, honey, will be preparing will be performing along with some other big names like Jasmine Sullivan, Leandria Johnson, and more. So, Brad, baby, give us the tea, y'all. What's going on?
Well, you know what? I was honored when Miss H called me herself and told me she wanted me to write a rhyme that was about the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. Her mother played in that band in the 1930s and 40s, and they went through hell. But they were an all-female band of all ethnicities, actually the first racially integrated female band. So it was an honor for me, and I had a ball performing on stage, and it's going to be a great show.
That sounds so amazing.
That is exciting, awesome. Brad.
When can we see it? I want to see it.
Well, let me tell you right now. Please make sure y'all tune in to the show on May 16th on TV One at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And there's more Dish Nation right after the break. So come on right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, if being petty was a person, it might look like Lisa Vanderpump. Oh. Now, there's no drama between Lisa and her former friend Kyle Richards. So recently, when Lisa saw Kyle and a producer for Housewives at a restaurant in L.A., Lisa decided to be petty and send her dinner tab of $132 to Kyle's table.
Nice.
Well, Lisa says her and the producer have a playful relationship, and she felt he owed her dinner. But, darling, Lisa's bill was not paid, and it was sent right on back to her.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so do you feel like Lisa Vanderpump felt dumb after trying to be petty towards Kyle and it backfired?
Yeah, I think she felt real dumb because, you know, she's friends with the producer, not with Kyle. Right. So at least she knew the producer would say, you know what, I got this girl. So, but when both of them sent it back, yeah, you feel dumb as hell.
Gary, I know there isn't a shady bone in your body, baby, but is this something you would do to an enemy if you saw them at a restaurant?
Of course not, hell. All my enemies are broke, so why would I pull a stunt like that?
There you go. That's the best revenge right there.
All right.
Because I would send them their bill back and mine.
And yours, HK. So, moving on. Carmen Electra might have a 400-bottle wine cellar, but don't expect any wine to be in there. That's right, because Carmen has been storing her shoes in her wine cellar.
What?
She told Vogue once that she had to come up with something creative for the cellar since she doesn't drink wine, so she decided to make it a shoe museum. What do y'all think about that?
Man.
That's creative.
All right.
That's creative, yo.
Yeah,
very creative.
That's grand.
I mean, that's cute, but they need to be like in a case or something so they don't like get dusty or.
Exactly.
Chewy, if this was your house and you didn't drink wine, what would we see stored in your cellar?
Yo, I don't drink. I don't have a wine cellar, but this is a revelation because I own over 150 pairs of shoes. So if I did have a damn wine cellar, I would be hanging them out like this. This is great. Carmen Electra just gave us a great idea. Thank you, Carmen.
It is a good idea. And yeah, the heels look good on there, Chewy, but I don't know if your shoes would look good hanging in a wine cellar. Hats would be cute on there. Maybe some hats
would be so. Yes.
A lot of
all
hats.
Your hats.
I wear hats all the time.
All your sex toys, keep them cool.
Oh,
yeah,
Gary.
Hats would be good, Chewy.
Oh, hats? What did Gary say?
My sex toys. That would be cute. Keep them nice and cool.
Yo, what toys, Gary?
Your sex toys. My missiles and all my other little toys that, you know, you want to hang around.
Nobody wants to see your sex toys hang and having the whole house smelling like lube and carne asada. We don't need that.
I cannot handle.
No, baby. All my stuff is clean. Baby, it smell like Renews It.
I'm gone, y'all. I can't hang.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm a good friend, honey. Jason Lee of Hollywood Unlocked is always, honey, cooking up something juicy on Fox Soul. So, baby, spill the tea, honey, and what's happening on the show tonight, Jason?
Thanks, Gary. That's right. Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored is back tonight with an all-new episode. And, baby, when I tell you, I got the tea from JB's, the daughter of Angela Stanton. You know, they were just on Dr. Phil spilling all the tea about her becoming transgender. Well, she came on to spill her mother's tea and why she'll never forgive her. You got to check it out tonight. All-new episode, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to foxhole.tv.
Thanks, Jason. Now, coming up, Andrew Freud gives us zombie realness when he sat down with David Bautista, Omari Hardwick, and the rest of the cast of the movie Army of the Dead. You don't want to miss it, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hello, and welcome back to Dish Nation. As you can see, Andrew is now a zombie, and he's getting ready to talk to Dave Bautista and the cast of Army of the Dead. Don't make me laugh, like it's gonna crack. I'm Andrew.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right.
I love it.
Omari, could you take me, Omari? Let's, you know, I'm a zombie. We're here. I feel like we could talk things out, but could you take me? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know if I could take you. You know, I gotta tell you why. Because you look like you could take a pretty hefty punch. Because to me, it looks like you have been kind of pummeled in your face, and yet you're still rocking and rolling. You got your cool shirt on. Like, I don't really know. I don't think I... Look at the haircut. Man, this is crazy. Ali would be very proud of you. Muhammad Ali would be quite proud of you. So,
wow.
Because you look at you. You look like you're intact.
Mateus, now I understand that you are a good dancer,
and that you are the Justin Timberlake of Germany. Did you use your gift of song and your gift of dance in fighting these zombies?
Oh yeah, I danced them to death. And that was there was one of the coolest skills ever. And I screamed them to death. So yeah.
If you were gonna have three of your former co-stars join you to help fight zombies, who would those three people be, Dave, and why?
Ooh, three. So easy, right off the bat would be Jason Momoa. Chris Pratt, because he's just funny as hell. We'd probably let him, kind of hang out in the back while we kill zombies, and he could just, make us laugh while we're killing zombies. Oh, man, you know who I would have? I would have Jodie Foster. I would have Jodie Foster there just because she would do nothing but hang out in the background while we were doing all the hard work, but she would still manage to critique us somehow and criticize what we were doing wrong.
You're a zombie. I've got a bone to pick with you, Zach. What is your problem with my people? We're just here, we're trying to do things, and all of a sudden, Zach makes a movie and we all die.
Well, the truth is I was endeavoring as best I could within the constructs of this movie to make people sympathetic to the zombie cause. So,
okay, so maybe then I should be thanking you.
No, maybe.
All right, Tig, I'm going to start with you because what's your problem with me? What's your problem with my kind? I'm here. I'm a nice guy, but for some reason, all y'all want to kill me.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I'm just a zombie doing a junket.
I don't have my glasses on.
Oh yeah, she's blind.
You can't tell.
She's blind.
I'm almost fully blind here.
I just have a question. Who's your plastic surgeon? Because I really love what he did.
Do you like my contour? Is this something that you're into?
I love it.
Okay.
I need this.
I think you look great.
Anna, if I was going to give you $50 million to do something, what would be some of the questions you'd ask? Or would you just want the 50 mil and do whatever?
I would never ask you anything. I would be like, whatever I need to do, 50 million?
Same.
I would sell my body,
What's new?
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Well, it looks like Uncle Snoop is putting on his bid to perform at the Super Bowl in 2022, y'all. This is exciting.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. So,
I would watch that.
Right? Oh. Right? Snoop thinks he's a good pick because of all his upcoming projects he's working on. Like, he just landed a new commercial deal with Martha Stewart, released his 18th career solo album, From the Streets to the Suites. But check this out, y'all. I think we can all agree that Snoop would be a perfect choice because, yo, Sherry, the Super Bowl is next to us. Next year, it's here in Inglewood, California.
That's right.
Oh. Yo, but HK, does he make a strong argument? What do you think about him performing at the Super Bowl for halftime?
I think it makes a gang of sense. I mean, when you think about it in the long run, you said it yourself, 18 albums. Who got more joints than Snoop Dogg? And he's literally one of the most commercially successful rappers to ever grace the game. Like, he literally be in commercials.
Everybody
knows who Snoop Dogg is.
So, but Gary, are there any Snoop Dogg songs you would love to hear him perform at the Super Bowl?
The one he go, baby, ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Baby, in the mother... How'd you turn that song into a Negro spiritual? In your mother... That is not Snoop Dogg's lyrics, Gary. Like,
please don't go to Inglewood with that, Gary.
Please don't.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.